Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Hey gang, in case you don't know, Australia's on fire, and it's only now just hit the start of our fire season. Already, close to 20 million hectares have been burnt or are currently on fire, 34 people have died, and we've lost 500 million animals to the point where koalas are functionally extinct. So, to help raise funds for Wildlife Victoria, we're teaming up with our mates from Planet Broadcasting this February 20th to bring you a live Plumbing the Death Star, followed by a Sans Pants Radio v Planet Broadcasting showdown hosted by Do Go On's Dave Warnicki and our very own Jackson B. Bailey to decide which network is the greatest mate once and for all at Trivia. Details are in the show notes or head to our website, sanspantsradio.com/live. Now, tickets are limited, so get in quick. Once again, all proceeds are going to Wildlife Victoria, and for all you international or interstate dickheads that can't make it, you can still show your support by going to wildlifevictoria.org.au and giving directly, or you can head to our merch store over at streamlabs.com/sanspantsradio/merch and grab a fundraiser tee, where once again, all proceeds are going to Wildlife Victoria.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, which teen movie could you insert yourself into seamlessly?
Okay, so I forgot about the seamlessly part of the question. Yeah. But I'm going to say The Breakfast Club.
Not a seam there.
Yeah, not a seam to be seen.
Question, are we as we are today or are we de-aged?
You as you are now in all your glory.
Late 20s, early 30s glory. Yeah.
Can we shave you? Because I reckon if we shaved you, you could pass... We're a Breakfast Club team.
I was
shave your head, keep the beard.
I was imagining that I'm just also in the library at the same time as the kids are given detention.
It's a school library.
Yeah. It's a school library on a Saturday.
I broke in to try and get some damn education.
How about I learned a thing of once in my fucking life?
You've been held back many years.
It's so great to imagine walking past a library and being like, God damn it. How about I learn something for fucking once and smashing a window? So as the teens are like, we're figuring out who we are. I'm in the background rapidly trying to learn. Several books open in front of me.
Who's that kid?
Who's that kid? He looks like an adult. He looks like a grown man. Also, this window is smashed. Should we call the cops?
The first book you're reading is How to Cure Wounds from Smashed Window Glass Cuts.
I hold up my hand to the teens, which is bleeding profusely. I just punched it. Why'd I do that?
I came here to learn, not to die.
I don't know what I was going to learn, but it wasn't first aid, but I guess that's good too. Hello, I'm Jackson. Are you learning about yourselves and others?
I'm bleeding. You, Jock, you must know first aid. Whatever, brain. Hey, help this sucker out. I'm bleeding.
Oh, I can see. You're all the archetypes. a piece of shit. Some kind of wiener kid.
A piece of shit. Another piece of shit. Let's
a whole bunch of pieces of shit interrupting my learning experience. And I guess they go get the teacher. And they're like, a possibly homeless man has broken in.
I've got a home. I just hate it.
It's so wet.
What? I left the shower running one day.
I found out that I could flip my shower head so it aimed at the roof, but then I couldn't figure out how to turn it back.
Yeah.
So what I've been doing is just making my roof damp, and when the droplets drop back down, using that to wash. But it's made the wood, as you can imagine, quite rotten.
My house stinks.
There's a lot of rising damp.
Stop yelling.
Moss!
I think a moss is growing. I don't know if that's possible, and I saw in a David Attenborough doco that deer eat moss, so you can imagine I'm quite worried.
Can I eat it?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what, it consumes me. Please,
either
sir,
way, I've opened up my door. I'm trying
what?
To get deers in. Yes.
Have I seamlessly inserted myself?
As seamless as a gun.
You're watching a very different movie.
You're watching almost a horror film.
You see us as you
five?
Want.
Is it five teens?
Yeah,
five
a brain.
Teens.
You see us as you want to see us. A brain, a jock, a basket case. Bender, the popular girl.
Princess. Yeah, so five teens have to deal with their new homeless friend. It's almost like
the new
King,
homeless best friend.
The Kingfisher one with well, Robin Williams,
yeah.
That one. Yeah,
they've got to deal with a maniac.
Yeah, just with like a magic hobo.
I'm not magic. I'm
trying
I'm just to learn.
Bleeding.
If you want to help, one of you get a book about deer, one of you get a book about moss and if I can eat it, and one of you bandage my hand.
No, two, tell me a story.
So the brain's going to research deer. The princess or the basket. Now, the basket case is probably wrapping up your wounds.
It's nice that the teens have come to my rescue. That's good.
They're all very
basket
scared.
Case is probably making a comment about how cool blood is. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I like blood. And then Bender's coming in and being like, man, society, man. And I'm like, shut up. You don't know nothing about society. My house was built on a swamp. I knew that when I bought it, obviously.
I thought if I could drain the swamp using the shower.
Okay.
Imagine my disbelief when I find out that my plumbing, in fact, connects to the water reserve and not the wet swampage around me.
I went underneath my house and I tried to get the pipe out and connect it, but I, Bender, am no plumber, all right? And so now every time I turn on my bath, it fills with swamp water. And frogs. I can't sleep because of all the croaking. Bender, this is society. This is what it looks like. Please stop yelling. For the love of God. You can imagine why I hate my house.
And why I've broken into this library.
I'm here to learn about plumbing. You, find me a book on plumbing.
That's something else I was here to do. That's right. Get a goddamn education for once.
Some suggest the mold has in fact infected my ears.
It's on everything I eat and touch. So that makes a lot of sense.
I'm sick. I'm very unwell.
Every time I cough, there's spores.
Am I a carrier? I don't know. This library's probably infested as we speak.
Someone look that up too.
It's good to imagine the principal opening the door, looking in, closing the door. Instead of having
next
a
time I'm
having
of
a
that.
Conversation with the janitor, but instead of having a conversation about the kids, he's just like, I might have to call the police.
What do we do here?
I'm not really trained for a situation.
I'm just gonna wait and see how this plays out before I call the police.
There's a man in there yelling about a truly insane living situation.
We believe a man has taken five youths hostage.
My bed, wet. My bathroom, wet. My food, wet.
My cupboard's full of snakes. I got to assume that's because it's so nice and cool in there that they go there to get out of the heat. Although someone told me once that snakes like heat, so I can't explain it. All I know is that it is definitely full of snakes, many of them venomous.
And that's the list. Snakes, go on.
Yeah, somebody get on snakes. I gotta fix my house.
Do I need to make it hotter or colder? What will the snakes hate more?
I put the snakes on the hot plate that I used to cook my beans, and it just got angry. That's how I got this bite. My other hand is swollen and infected.
It's throbbing. Yeah,
do you have any suggestions, teens?
This is now less about teens. Well, maybe they come together to find out a lot about themselves by also helping a crazy homeless man.
You see us as you want to see us, but aside from that, what was that about? Who was that man? Why did the principal not call the police?
Yes, rather than five youths coming together to work out the differences, five youths come together to help?
I mean, they can't not interact with me, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you are now the at least antagonist?
It's hard to say. All I know is that there are police presumably amassing outside the school with intent to come inside and eventually stop
this.
Will I be satisfied by any information I learn?
Not at all. This movie ends with you being shot in the head.
Yeah. It's kind of like, sir, it looks like snakes really do like heat, but they are...
How hot is hot? I said, I put one on the hot plate where I cook my beans, and it bit me in this hand. It feels tingly and cold.
They're like maybe 30
I've tried to lance it, but I don't think it's full of anything. I don't know what's going on. I just poke holes in it.
They go into cold to hibernate.
What? Someone look up hibernating.
Bedtime for snakes.
Sir, this one says a little bit about bears.
Okay, that's a problem I gotta deal with too, I guess. Bear will eat the deer that have come from my shower moss. That makes sense. Good work.
Finally, some fucking answers.
God damn, I gotta lie down. I've lost so much blood.
Finally, I'm getting an education.
Absolutely.
Wake me up when my house is all right.
Wake me up when my hand's better.
You might die of snake bite.
I like the idea of you just dying and then, don't you?
Forget on my face. Just my still, tongue slightly agape face.
Yes.
Tongue agape. I got a hole in my tongue. Yeah, what of it? I was born like this. The doctor said that I would not be able to eat anything my whole life because it would be stuck in there and infected. And yeah, it is. But I plug it up with a little cork I custom made.
I lost the cork. I ate swallowed it. Presumably I thought it was beans.
Okay, the beans I have are hard. Yeah. The hot plate's at a very low heat. The beans remain rock hard because they're old beans, Bender. This is society. This is what life looks like after you're a teenager.
I buy beans and then I consume them 6 to 7 years later.
They are my beans. Yeah, they came with the house. They were here already. Oh, fortuitous circumstance, you would think. Maybe you've had a hot plate. That would be the case.
He's a lukewarm plate. So really, it's less about, five teens. I think it is a detention they'll never forget.
That's true. They are, you know, at the end of The Breakfast Club, there's the implication that even though they bonded so closely while they were in detention, the next day at school, they're going to drift. They're going to separate back to their original cliques. Not after this.
No.
Oh, well, inevitably, they'll have to see a trauma counselor. Anyway,
together.
Yeah. So they'll. I mean, in many ways, I've ensured Breakfast Club sequels.
Yeah, nothing really like joins people together like shared trauma.
Like shared trauma of a man breaking in, yelling at them, dying
of a snake bite.
Dying of a snake
with
bite.
Wounds that he had prior to the movie starting.
It's really coincidence.
Yeah,
that I died when I did. I'd lasted a long time with a snake infected hand.
Yeah, look, I guess they're not getting stoned and doing backflips.
No, absolutely.
They're not doing much of anything.
No, they never.
They read quickly and then you die.
They read quickly out of fear, but I am never satisfied with the answers. It seems like every
answer. You just
keep
clicking and being like, more books!
I'm not educated enough!
I'm not sure if you dying is the end of the first act, the end of the second act, or the finale.
It's the finale. It pans across Jackson's horrible body and like mouth agape with his tongue hole. And then it pans up to Bender who does the fist.
Don't you forget a about me. That's the film, The Breakfast Club. Why is it called that? Nobody brings that up at any point. The principal is sued for negligence. I guess he never called the police. They go to my house and it has to be burnt down. I don't know how this man got so many animals into one domicile.
There's a bear, there's several species of snakes. Frogs. Some are new. Frogs. I think the snakes are eating the frogs.
It's great to imagine a deer in my bathroom and then a bear up against the tiny bathroom window trying to get in. Bender looking in, he was right. Maybe that old man had some wisdom to teach.
The frogs are from the swamp.
Don't you?
The frogs and snakes are definitely from the swamp.
But it's uncharacteristic amount of snakes in these cupboards. That's unusual.
And nowhere else.
It's like he put them here. Like, yeah, put the snakes in the cupboard. To deal with the rat problem.
Yeah, okay. Bender.
Bender, the rats are getting at the beans. What's a rat's natural enemy? Snake!
Think, Bender!
Use that educated brain!
Okay, maybe if I'd gone to school, okay? I'd have learned some of this. Instead, I had the school of hard knocks. Okay?
My school of hard knocks, I knocked hard on windows and broke into libraries.
I knocked hard on people's houses, and when they opened the door, I said, tell me something new! And those that did gave me an education.
And those didn't.
Is why I have such a high police rap sheet and why you cannot call the cops. I will go to jail, Bender.
This is real life.
This is what it looks like, okay?
I am grown up. You are a wee baby child.
This is where you will end up. End of the line, Bender.
Give me that flannelette using okay. That to bandage you.
Think about
point
this.
At his chest. Come on, Bender.
How do you think The Breakfast Club would it be still a cult classic?
I think it would be more of a cult classic.
Yeah,
would age honest. Better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, currently that movie sucks. I think if I was part of it, just saying.
It'd be a louder film.
Louder film. Interesting. And it would be a bit more about, like, you know, a commentary on maybe, like, the class divide.
Is that the reason? No, my parents were rich. I requested not to get an education.
I just forgot to go to school.
Dad wrote it on the fridge, but because I'd never been to school, I was illiterate, and so I didn't go, because I didn't know I had to. Is this making sense?
I was too busy playing Game Boy whilst I shit.
Okay.
I talk big shits.
All right, don't make a big deal out of it.
Everyone shits and I shit big.
And I've got a special toilet that's very comfortable.
Yeah. We all do it, even the princess over there. She shits.
She shits, you shit, you shit, you shit. If there's anything that bonds us as people, it's the fact that we shit out our assholes.
In fact, let's do a shit right here.
To bond children. Oh, it's not coming because the beans give me terrible constipation. Which you'd think would be the opposite of what would happen, but they're not cooked. So it makes sense.
It's just clogging my anus up.
All right, kids, somebody get a book on that. Anuses. A to Z.
Start clicking.
Come on! And then I die.
I got not long of this word.
Maybe there's still the scene where the brain is like, I was going to bring a gun to school, but he's like, I have one here. We could kill him. We could end him right now and be free.
What are you talking about?
What's that? I can't hear you because as you can see, and then I lift my ears up, my hair up. I have no ears. I was born like this.
The brain's like, that's not how ears work.
The doctor said that he could put a set of artificial ears on my head, what? But he had nowhere to hang them because I don't have any ears.
What
does that make sense?
What does that mean? He's still got his ear. Does he not?
He doesn't have. How does he not have a hole there?
What?
What are you saying?
What is he?
He can hear us sometimes. Can he read lips?
No!
I can't read lips!
I wasn't even looking
at... I'm blind, technically, legally, but I can see a bit. I'm legally blind for legal reasons. What? What does he mean?
Snakes!
That's the only reason I have my house. I don't know what he's talking about now.
Okay, so
screaming. That's the only reason I have my house.
So what are we giving the IMDb score of Breakfast Club with the addition of me?
That's a 7.4 on IMDb, I reckon.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
And Rotten Tomatoes?
80% critics.
Yeah. Baffling yet engaging.
Critics love it. Audiences, commercial audiences hate it.
But then again, a cult following.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pushing the IMDb score up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 100%.
They love the slow pan of a snake-bitten corpse while Don't You Forget About Me is played. And to be honest, I don't think I could ever forget this movie.
What a baffling choice. It started off so normal, but...
And then in a plot twist? I don't know how to use it.
I don't really know what the film convention...
But yes, in a thing that happened...
John Hughes, he's like, the muses just took me. I wrote this in a fever.
A very loud man.
John Hughes bursting into his partner's room. I've got it. I know how to improve the Breakfast Club. What if a loud, crazy man came in and yelled true nonsense at them, slightly frustrated for some reason.
And then died.
From a snake bite. A snake bite? Yeah, don't worry about it.
He already had it.
I gotta write this down. My creative juices are going crazy.
He lives in a swamp.
There's so many behind the scenes and production docos of like, what happened?
What happened to this? This is not what the original script looked like.
Yeah. He said he wrote the amendments in a day and a half.
Yeah, he said it came to him in a dream.
I had a dream about a farmer being sick up on himself and it just came to me.
It was the inspiration I needed.
Just a little vomits every...
Anywho. I'm very sick.
Could be the venom, could be the blood loss, could be my house.
Could be the beans. Many possible reasons for the illness I currently have. Doctors legally aren't allowed to see me, so I've got to live with it.
We don't know. The young-ish man who makes these claims, we don't know if we're meant to believe all of them or any of those claims.
The young man also has never been found and isn't credited in the cast of Crow. He's a true mystery.
Some say it was unscripted.
Some say that this man thought he was in a real library. Wow, wheels within wheels.
Molly Ringwald has said that she's never felt as afraid as she has on a movie set.
Absolutely. One of the disappointing things to come out of this Breakfast Club is Molly Ringwald giving up acting forever.
If this is what it's like, I'm out.
Yes. Emilio Estevez also has quit acting, and we've never got Mighty Ducks. Well, that's probably the greatest shame.
Yeah, that is
Champions, as it's called in Australia.
That is upsetting.
What? Yeah, first one's called Champions.
No, it's what?
Yeah, it is. And the second one's called the Mighty Ducks, and then we've got D3, which makes no sense in Australia.
What?
That's crazy.
That's
I didn't know
insane.
That. I think I've only ever seen Mighty Ducks 2. So
that's the one where they're in the. It's the one where they're in the lake. They represent America. Okay. They're in the Olympics in the third one. I'm pretty sure.
That's wild. Is ice hockey quack. In the Olympics?
Quack.
Quack. Quack. Quack.
Flying V!
Yeah. Knuckle Puck Brothers.
I hope that's the teen movie you can slip yours into.
So, yeah, in terms of seamless, no.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't notice.
To me, it just seemed like The Breakfast Club, as I recall it.
Well, he kept saying the name of the character I remember, Buster.
Buster! Molly Ringwald! Listen up.
So so you did well. You did well.
I think I liked it. Right.
So you've done well. Mm. I think I will also do equally as well.
Okay.
I'm inserting myself into the teen film Scream.
Okay.
Mm. Yes.
That is a teen film.
So the threat of me the threat of you. The threat
I am
this...
also killing teens at the same time.
I'm like, look at this Ghostface killer guy and I'm like, that looks all right. Teens are annoying.
Annoying to get in, like, you're planning on murdering teens and he does it, like, the day before. So everyone's going to be like, you copied him. That sucks.
Yeah, but so the big twist of Scream is that there are two
killers.
So now there's a sneaky third?
Well, yeah, no, but unrelated.
The twist would be that there was one killer. Because when I first watched Scream, I didn't see the twist coming because I was too busy getting excited about Matthew...
Broderick.
Matthew. McConaughey. Oh, no. I had the name and you both said Broderick.
Lillard?
Yeah. I got so excited Iliad. About the death of Matthew Lillard going to occur on screen in front of me that I didn't even consider for a moment that he could be the killer. So the twist surprised me. But if I was in Scream, he would have annoyed me so much I probably would have headbutted him at some point and put him in hospital.
Is that how you're killing teens?
As an adult. As an adult.
I'm like, who are you? Shut up.
It's good to imagine.
So I prevent some of the murders. So I do the opposite.
Well, but you're killing, bashing the teen.
But you're bashing or killing a teen.
So you're bashing. So I'm watching Scream. Matthew Lillard is on there. And I'm like, this is good. Then out of nowhere, you barrel in, headbutt him, beat the shit out of him, and barrel off screen. And I'm like, wait, hold on. Does that mean they don't find out who the killer is? Or do they only find out one and Matthew Lillard is in hospital?
The killing stopped. Well, some of the killing stopped.
Okay, so it's great that you have the opportunity, because now we've quantum leaped you into... You're in the movie for some reason.
If I'm in the movie, his character would still annoy me. Like, so I don't know what's going on.
Yes.
I just hate this one kid.
So who are you in the sleepy town of Screamsville?
Yeah, he's Joel Dusha.
Yeah, I'm Joel Dusha. Yeah. Lovable early 20s, late 20s. I'm not fooling anyone.
Uh-huh. What's your job in Screamsville?
Maybe I'm Dewey's best friend.
Yeah, okay.
He's the cop.
All right, so you're not a cop, but you're friends with
the
cop.
Yeah, I'm friends with the cop.
Doing ride-alongs.
Yeah!
You're like, hey, Dewey, let me out here.
Maybe I work
this kid up.
Maybe he's a corrupt cop.
No, I like the idea.
What if he's not? Hey, let me out here, and you just go out and from the car, like him watching you, and he's like, wait, what?
What is he doing?
Fuck you, Manuel! Shut up! That's good. It's good if you continually prevent him killing teens by bashing him. That's good as well.
I'm just always there.
Yeah, like the only scene I know from Scream, I've never seen it, is when maybe it's from another, like one of the sequels.
Yeah, that's
but like the girl's in the house and he's like, I can see you. I'm in your house. And she's like, oh my God. And then you're just, hi. I'm here to bash Scream. What? He's in your house. Move out of the way. Oi!
That could also be the opening of Scary Movie 3.
Yeah, absolutely. That's also a teen.
Not me inserting it, the scene you're describing.
Yes, absolutely.
Because there's the what's your favorite scary movie, and then the very start of Scream is Drew Barrymore getting killed.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
And she is on the phone and like doors open and stuff like that. But he's never like, I'm in your house.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I feel like that in Scary Movie they do that and he is in the house.
Maybe, I can't really remember. I like the idea.
Anyway, have we ever had a horror movie where the villain keeps appearing and trying to kill someone, and then someone just...
An anonymous man.
Oi!
It's good to imagine
you're so annoying!
Driving around with Dewey, and you see Scream about to kill Kirsten Dunst. Kirsten Dunst, sorry.
Drew Barrymore?
Drew Barrymore. And you're like, from the moment, before he does his first murder, you're like, I'm bashing that guy. And then the rest of the film is you chasing the Scream killer to every location and beating him up.
Yeah, do you remember what he looks like in Scream? Because I'll show you a photo and then you tell me if you don't want to fight him or not.
All right. I will. Oh, yeah, I want to fight him.
Yeah.
It's good to imagine you can just see that energy through the Scream mask as well.
Yeah.
It's also funny to be like, oh my God, that ghost is going into that house. I'm going to save that person.
I think it's a ghost. I'm like, I've decided I'm a Ghostbuster.
Oh my God, is that a ghost?
I've got to punch this guy. I've got to throw some hand to this ghost. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Also, do you know what you're going to be doing after you finish listening to this episode? Why not give your filthy ears a rest and start using your filthy eyes and your filthy heart instead by helping kickstart a wonderful graphic novel by the name of A Boxer. A Boxer is about a gay fighter who struggles between the hyper-masculine world of combat sports and his sexual identity. Made by an award-winning team, including Eisner Award winner Hassan Osman El-Hau and Dante Award winner Amanda Miranda. Published by BHP Comics, all funds raised are going towards paying the artists for their work and making sure that you get the book you help support. So get on it and help back this award-winning team. From £5, you can receive rewards ranging from the digital comic up to an original page of art from the book. Just head to kickstarter.com and search for A Boxer.
Man, what a shock.
I think it's a magic power. I'm like, oh my God, I've been blessed with magic fists that can punch ghosts.
I can punch ghosts. Fuck. It rules to imagine you going to a haunted house and just running around fists flailing. If there's any ghosts here, I'll feel them. I'll feel them.
Okay, so instead of decking math, I mean, you might. Well, out of sheer, like, as I well. Guess, luck. You know, you're the ghost puncher. Mm-hmm. You've seen the ghost face here on the corner, and you're like, oh my God.
Can anyone else see this?
This yes. place
Can
is
anyone
haunted.
Else punch
this? This place has been haunted. We're living in a ghost town. And then you become the ghost puncher.
I don't think, and also don't think that the ghost face killer is expecting a punch in the mask. So,
while Scream is happening, in the background, there is a side plot where it's like someone muttering their breath, being like, I'm going to punch some ghosts.
I can punch ghosts.
And
I
so then every other kind of like, you know, in every shot, there's just some guy in the background just throwing hands,
I like
flailing around.
Eventually, I'll connect.
It's just totally in the background of the film. But then right at the end, when there's like the final confrontation between Sydney and the Ghostface killer, I just pop coward punch.
Back of the head. And then, for some reason, I've been imagining you with your eyes shut. This
yes.
Like an actor. Oh my God, I killed this ghost. Wait, hang on.
Can ghosts die?
A little bit of blood coming out the back of the head.
Do ghosts bleed?
Hang on.
Wait a second, though. Everybody's just staring at you in horror. Hold on.
I'm a hero. I killed a ghost.
Every shot is just like, the review's like, man, I just did not see that ending coming. But if you did look, it's very tiny, but it's literally in every single shot. It's well scripted.
We can't deny it's set up.
It's shadowboxing the whole way through the film.
It doesn't really make sense tonally or have anything to do with the plot, but it is set up.
It is set up. You do hear a muttering of like, I'm gonna punch some ghosts. At some point when we think it's Chewie's mate. We're not sure if it.
You can see a police car in the background of the first scene, yes. And you can kind of hear, if you put subtitles on, you can hear it. Hey, is that a ghost?
I'm gonna punch that ghost.
I'm gonna punch some ghosts.
Well, actually, no, in this version you do. You get out of the car, punch him to learn that you can punch ghosts, because otherwise that's just an assumption you've made. Which is really funny.
Hey Chewie, thanks for agreeing up today. I feel powerful. I reckon I can punch ghosts.
Do you reckon I can punch ghosts, Chewie? I wouldn't know. I'll try.
That's the opening credits. And then it cuts to the whole, you know,
the entire film.
It's bookended by two conversations with Dewey. One where you're like, can I punch ghosts? And one where you're like, I punched a ghost.
I punched a ghost.
And then Dewey's like, you're in a lot of trouble.
Well,
I,
No. You should date a murderer.
If you murder a murderer, isn't that good?
I suppose. Is that what you're saying to Dewey? It's complicated. No.
I murdered a murderer.
Yeah.
I win.
Did you do it? Okay, so you're...
Did you do it in self-defense?
We're getting a lot of.
I punched him in the back of the head from behind.
I had my eyes shut.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of witnesses saying that you were just doing it with your eyes closed,
and you were flailing, and it could have been anyone. It just happened to be a murderer. I don't know if the law has a word for that.
Hero.
It's not quite murder, and it's not quite manslaughter. It's something more complicated.
Yes,
it's
you did
bang in the middle.
You did save her.
You had intent,
but it wasn't.
We don't know
wasn't
what
the intent that
was
required. You thought it was a ghost, but it was a murderer.
Credits roll.
Lots of post-credits, little like pop-up boxes of you still having the discussion.
I think I'm okay.
I think I'm gonna be all right. I am gonna have to arrest you. I am a cop. Yeah, 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 sure, but I'll get off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, lawyer in the country will. Yeah. No judge in the country will keep this in.
My best friend.
Yeah, but you wouldn't arrest.
You wouldn't arrest your best friend.
You did kill someone. Yeah, no, but yeah, I thought they were a ghost. Well, they were a ghost. No,
but they were a ghost. No, they,
and they were, not only were they a ghost, they weren't even a friendly ghost. They were a bad ghost.
And then I killed them. So yeah, but think about what you're saying.
Do you know what else is really, really good about this? So in Scream, in world in Scream, they make the movie Stab based off the events of Scream. So now Stab is probably called Punch.
It'll be Stab Punch. Stab slash Punch, like
stab
Face Off
colon Punch. It's good calling it Punch, because that implies that you punching the killer was the most exciting part of the film.
Also, if you've punched one killer, that means there's another killer loose.
That's true.
They got
nobody beat up Matthew Lillard.
Yeah, that's
but coincidentally.
That's how I learned I could punch ghosts.
Yeah. Wait, okay. So you knew that was Matthew Lillard, but this second one may be a ghost. It appears somewhere along the way you got very confused.
Baffling.
Maybe you punch Matthew
three
Lillard,
stars.
And I'm like, he's...
In your punching, you're just doing your shadow boxing. You punch yourself in the head. Become convinced you killed a ghost. Become a ghost puncher. Yeah, reviews are in. What? Seems like... Where's
Craven?
Wes Craven?
Did he do it again? We don't know.
He seems like he wanted to make a movie about a guy punching ghosts, really. But he was too cowardly to put it in the forefront. Three stars. IMDb, the trivia is like, we don't know. Wes Craven even doesn't know why he put this in the film.
This wasn't my cut.
All the actors use character names, except Joel Dusha, who goes by his real name in film.
And he refers to Matthew Lillard's character as Matthew Lillard until he thinks he's a ghost.
Then he just kept calling him Ghost Matthew Lillard.
But he calls... that other guy, Dewey, which is his character's name.
Is that because he doesn't know the name of the actor? It's really confusing. Yeah. It seems like very funny as well to be Wes Craven being like, I didn't film this. How did this get in the background? You a ghost?
Is this just like Warner Brother Interference?
Yeah.
What's your name again, Dewey? Something Arquette? I'm going to call you Dewey Arquette.
Yeah.
Release the Craven cut that has none of this in it. I think the Joel Dusha character was added in post-production for some reason.
I'm CGI.
It's just a man in a green morph suit flailing away.
What did they intend him to be dressed as or looking like? A baffling film.
Yes.
Probably gets
great twist.
Yeah, wow! It probably gets a lot of people gathering to watch it because it's so bad. I guess another just baffling.
What's the IMDb score?
IMDb score probably talking about
A 2 point something.
Oh,
I
what?
Would think maybe 4.5.
And what's the Rotten Tomatoes percentage?
Rotten Tomatoes, loved by fans, hated by critics.
Yeah,
reverse of your
reverse of Angry Breakfast Club.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay,
so I need a percentage.
You need a percentage.
I reckon like critics 20%.
Yeah, critics 20%.
But audience 80%. Yeah, they love it.
They love it. They're like, this is a breath of fresh air in the already boring teen thriller genre.
Scream, it's a comedy horror. But most people are just like, oh, it's a horror. But this like feels like it really lent into that comedy.
Absolutely.
So it's become a lot more slapstick, and people would understand the genre a bit easier.
I think you'll begin a new genre of
slapstick horror.
I think they'll call it, you know, like Punch a ruined core. Orgasm? They'll call it ruined horror. Where it seems like it's building up to something and then the ghost or the murderer gets punched.
Exactly.
There's a new Friday the 13th remake where Jason just gets whacked in the back of the head by a bit of wood.
Every time he's about to kill someone, someone just hits him with a bit of wood.
Absolutely. Exactly.
We wanted the audience to experience You've Ruined My Cum.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Dream Puncher, that's the... Nightmare on Elm Street version.
Yeah, Joel Dush,
they get you in every a lot time. Of these. Yeah,
yeah. Jaws 8 ends with Jaws getting just caught in a net.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and then punched.
It's just like,
that's when the genre was dying.
They just like, oh no, the shark.
Yeah. What's happening to Jaws? And then it just cuts to a fishing vessel where they lift it out, and one really of the fishermen's like, it's still alive. And whack, on the schnoz.
And people were like, yeah. I kind of got it after Scream.
Yeah, it was derivative. Huh?
Yeah,
I feel like I did a good job.
I think you did a good job, just as good a job as I.
Yeah. Summit, after experiencing two incredible, flawless.
Like, it's so seamless. So seamless. Yeah. Like, I think maybe I might have done this a bit too seamless.
I was thinking confused.
Yeah,
we need a bit of seam.
The Hunger Games.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But just simply being one of the wealthy capital.
Mm-hmm.
People,
great choice.
Just watching the teen deaths and being like, yes, I will bet on that one.
I like and, how seamless this is because I may not notice.
Yeah, yeah.
You could be anyone.
You could be like, hey, boys,
I've got a cameo in
sneaky announcement. And, I'm actually in Hunger Games,
and I'd be like, could be true.
I could be telling you right now. I think that has happened. Like, I was in Hunger Games.
Yeah, you could. Could be true. Could Are you going to watch it to find out?
No, you're not. You're not.
No.
Unless you're an adult in the Hunger Games, then it's less seamless. We can see a bit of seam. Like
Katniss, Peter, Zamet.
I was even imagining, not as a tribute, like you were fixing a bit and they went off. You're like, anyway, put this panel down. Boo, boo, boo. Wait, what? No, I'm still in here. The kids are going to tear me apart.
Just to be like a fully grown man in the Hunger Games.
That's something really funny about...
With like a screwdriver.
Yeah. Get back, children. Get back, children.
No, no. They're coming with knives. I'm like, ha.
It's great to imagine kids like coming at you and you've just got a big bit of wood that you're flailing around trying to hit them with.
They use bow and arrows, so you're just gonna cop an arrow to the skull.
Oh, oof, oof, just oof, peppered with arrows, trying to find the cameras. Let me out!
I'm hurting!
So, a maintenance man trapped in the Hunger Games.
My name is Joel Zaffert.
I am a maintenance
worker. I was not a tribute!
As you can see... I'm a worker. I've got a tool belt.
I'm too old.
Tool belt. Look at this.
People keep sending you gifts.
No. Please don't do this. Get me out.
I would like to go. A parachute falls down with a bit of box. Open up. Oh, Glock.
Okay.
All right.
I guess I'm killing kids.
Okay.
I guess you've become sort of a villain for the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Katniss is like, how am I going to kill the man with the gun? I didn't want to be here, but now they've got a gun. It's all right.
I guess I got to kill some children. Can I win? And then a big voice over the loudspeaker is like, technically not.
Aww.
If you win, you've ruined the Hunger Games. That's your emotional core.
You gotta ruin
the
game.
Of your character.
Hey, you know who else ruins the Hunger Games?
Who's that?
Katniss.
Yeah.
That's true.
She shoots the roof.
Maybe you do that before her, or you shoot her as she's about to shoot the roof.
You just start shooting the sides of the Hunger Games. Get me out!
I guess, to be honest, as someone who was like a technician, you'd know how to shut bits off and turn off trees or whatever.
Just kind of like knocking on the tree to see which ones are hollow. Yeah. Just want a door? No.
I'm going to turn off the trees in this whole area.
Kids are climbing up the trees. Like, because I know the kids climb up the trees, make a bed, and tie trees off. Kids just fall to their death.
All right, so now it's a bit of a Mr. Magoo situation where I am a little bit of a short-sighted.
A murder Magoo situation. Yes.
bit of vision problems, but a technician nevertheless who's trying to get out, accidentally setting off traps.
And slowly killing George.
And slowly killing kids.
Absolutely.
And as soon as like a kid falls from a great height, cracks their skull on a rock, I turn to the camera because of the Count of the Hunger Games. Like, oh no, did I do that?
That becomes your catchphrase. Yes. Yeah. Like Urkel.
Like
Urkel. But then they're like, that's just Urkel's catchphrase. That's the only piece of and old then, world media that survived.
And then my presents dry up.
I like to imagine, it's so funny to imagine.
Didn't do it.
Does that float?
Does that float?
It's good to imagine you opening up a panel and flicking something on and off that you don't know what it is, and it's turning off the air for like a third of that. Flick, 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 flick. Kids losing their air in another section.
So inadvertently causing a lot of kid death.
For sure.
From a different side of the park.
How, what, the movie is about you now, or are you just a, like a challenge for Katniss and the gang to overcome? Do the kids like, kill Zamet or does Zamet kill the kids?
I feel what's going to happen is it's going to be like kids are dying and they don't know why because like the tree just disappeared. Why
is that?
That's
true.
And then it is revealed towards the end of the second act.
Sure. So,
of just a bumbling fuckwit being like, help kids, I'm trapped.
Kids, don't kill me. I'm trapped.
I've got
scared.
A palm pilot and a screwdriver.
You're also like, wearing maintenance overalls with a bomb flap open.
Yeah.
Kids, I am very lost.
I'm very lost. I'm a little sick. I kept trying to eat things. I didn't know what was edible or not.
I ate a berry and berries. Then turned off the berries.
Yeah. I've consumed a good chunk of mud.
Kids,
help. Help me, children.
I guess that might help. Katniss might like, you know, oh, if you help me out of the Hunger Games.
Whatever you want, kid.
I am so fucking scared right now.
Do you know that, like, look, we're going to get bears, like bear humans, they're going to attack you.
It is fucked. Whoa,
it's messed up.
Why look, I'll show you.
I'm turning on the bear children.
Look, here the bear children. Now I can turn them off. It's real simple. It's very easy. For some reason.
In the background.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh no.
Oh no. Got
another one. Another one died. I don't know how.
Shit. Killed by bear child. Fuck. What are they? Fuck. Fuck. Goodness.
Damn it. It's funny to imagine you just turning off all everything. Like press to get like a maintenance switch that turns everything off, and you can just see in the distance all the kids.
Yeah,
children, I'm sorry!
This is much better. I'm getting, like, executed by the Capitol.
Absolutely. For ruining the latest Hunger Games.
I like you track me in here!
The kids all see you because you've turned everything off. It's just a flat plane. They stern, and you're like, kids, and you realize they're charging at you, so you just turn the trees back on real aggressively, and they just...
boom.
Hell!
Dead by trees.
Oh, that was close.
Tree grew through child.
I'm fucking scared, Katniss.
Then it becomes...
Katniss, I'm shitting myself here.
Kids hunting me. Well, I have sort of control of the environment. Yeah, it'd be an all right horror film.
Yeah, that's...
It's kind of like, you know...
Cabin
like,
in the Woods.
Yeah, but like, you know, kids hunting like a wizard, basically.
Children, I am a wizard.
I can turn the trees on and off. I can make children bears appear. Those big hornets, whatever they're called.
Yeah. I can turn off the air, off the water.
Oh, press this as a swooping mockingjay or whatever. Yeah. They're dangerous. I don't know. Look, I didn't pay attention.
I would love to just get out of here, kids.
Quickly manifest a steak sandwich. Oh, thank Christ.
Ow!
What? Dead by steak sandwich. What? I don't know what. Okay, that one's not on me.
Cuts to Stanley Tucci watching.
Okay, that's
meat's gonna come from somewhere.
No. Is that how this works?
Why just kill Stanley Tucci?
It's gonna come from somewhere, i.e. me.
Just like Stanley Tucci's face. What? I don't.
He's an actor.
I am really lost.
Hunger Games has the same laws as Full Metal Alchemist.
But Stanley Tucci is where you get all your material from.
Every time you do alchemy, it comes from Stanley Tucci. That's good.
It's good because a steak isn't all of him. It's just a bit of his belly. Gore.
All right, I'm just going to press the homunculus button.
make a Stanley Tucci homunculus.
See, that fixes... Oh, no, I've made an envy.
I think it's good because it would be like... You know, oh, has he wrecked the Hunger Games? And as things got stranger and stranger, they'd be like, he's improved the Hunger Games. And then Stanley Tucci dies, and they're like, yeah,
no, he's definitely
no, he wrecked it. We got to get him out of there and behead him. Sorry for the interruption, everybody in the Capitol, but John Zammit has ruined the Hunger Games. He will be executed.
Publicly.
See you next year.
What?
Damn it. It's just their negligence. Well, that's look, it's an improvement on the Hunger Games, yeah. Let's be honest.
I feel to flee, though. I might just become one with the Hunger Games and maybe burrow underground
somehow.
Yeah,
I'm sort of imagining, like, Katniss coming like to you, and you lie down in the mud, and you're like, bury me, Katniss.
He's like,
leave me a little hole for my mouth.
It's mud, raise up. They'll never catch me here.
They'll never... Mr. Zammit?
Joel Zammit killed by mud. Suicide by mud.
Why didn't you get up? What? What happened? I'm hiding.
They'll never catch me. Come back for the sequels, though.
Are you? Didn't you die in the mud?
No, that was a myth. I pressed the Ganon button.
Yeah, see, I pretty much control all the Hunger Games.
It was
all
right. No one ever dies, not really.
Absolutely.
It's all a simulation, I think. I don't know.
I think you'll come back for the third one because the fans will have grabbed onto you as a character they love. He wasn't in the book. Seems like a weird addition, but, you know, he improved it in a way.
Maintenance man.
Never got a real name. Just maintenance man.
Maintenance man. Killed by mud. Oh, what do you want to give my name?
I'm also not dead. I didn't know.
Also, like the profile picture to be, rather than his face, his uniform bomb flap open.
Pressed up against the glass. How'd they get that?
How'd they get that photo?
That was a special photo for me and my wife.
Photo provided by maintenance man's wife.
Oh, Miss
Maintenance. Oh, honey!
Oh, the ultimate betrayal.
Apart from this mud, that's the ultimate betrayal. Wife is second.
I'll tell you what, he dies heaps in that scene. He's got a lot of things to say between deaths. I'll be honest.
Kind
strange choice.
Shooting heaps.
Yeah. Oh.
So. What's the IMDb score?
Oh, that's an 8.6.
Absolutely.
Critically acclaimed.
And loved by fans.
Yeah. Too weird for Oscars, but people are still talking about it.
Absolutely. It's on all the lists. The subsequent Hunger Games, because they didn't include you, panned by critics.
Yeah, yeah. Bomb significantly. Yeah,
people hated them. They were like, bring back maintenance man.
Biggest Oscar snub, maintenance man.
Absolutely.
And what happened? Did win a Teen Choice Award, so that's all right.
You got slimed at the Nickelodeon Teen Choice Award. Yes, and you're like, this is like when I died in mud, and you got a weak applause.
It's very like, as I get slammed, I'm like,
ugh. And everyone's like, yeah!
You said the line!
He said the line!
This is the ultimate betrayal! I'm not even dead yet!
On the front cover of Bum Flaps Weekly. Very few of them appear in film, so it was quite a notable month.
A whole month's worth of weekly issues dedicated to that scene.
It's never Bum Flap Weekly has never seen so much success and popularity as a periodical than it did in that month.
And I reckon Rotten Tomatoes is giving you a 96%.
Absolutely.
Cool. Very fresh.
Yeah, the freshest.
Oh my God.
Basically plucked from the vine.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Farmers pick that tomato and they give it a kiss because of how fresh it is.
Oh, wow. So fresh you could put it back on the vine and it would re-knit and stay there.
And on that note, I've been Maintenance Man.
I've been Joel Dusha, Ghost Puncher.
And I've been a crazy man in a library.
And these have all been seamless. Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspance Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead. And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspanceRadio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to SanspancePlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.